spreading the ball around, and it turns out that you guys are the first team after three games, have four receivers, 10 catches, 140 yards, one touchdown.
That's a lot of research. We said we've got a wide receiver group with a lot of depth, with a lot of versatility, and really every one of them, when they've had a chance to make plays, they've done a good job making plays. The O-line's done a good job pass protection-wise, and we've got a lot of guys we can throw the ball to.
Over 1,000 yards in your three games, does that even surpass what you would have expected out of yourself after three games?
I didn't really have a goal, I guess yardage-wise or anything like that. We're hitting a lot of passes, hitting a high completion, hitting a high percentage of passes, which is good, and doing some good things in the pass game, and just really on the whole offense to start finishing some drives and putting up a few more points.
This is probably going to sound like kind of a basic question, but from the quarterback's perspective, what does it take to be successful in third down?
I think we've showed how to be successful in third down. I'm not going to sit here and overreact because we didn't really do a great job necessarily last week in the red zone and on third down. I mean, we've had success in those areas, and we've had success this year, so I'm not going to sit here and panic about it. We played a good team last week. They're good in those situations, and we didn't execute good enough on our end to be able to keep the ball or be able to score points. But put ourselves in the situation this week. I know we're going to have a lot of confidence. I'm going to have a lot of confidence, and we're going to try to score points.
So when you guys were successful, what were some of the things that led to the success on third down, especially?
I think we were balanced, and I think we were in the right situation, short yardage situations, and we were able to stay balanced and have the whole game plan, at our disposal. So, like I said, I'm confident, this week we'll play well in those situations.
Well, when you say stay balanced, that means you got to get a running game going inside the 20 then, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you got to be able to run the ball in the red zone. The closer you get down there, the more people there are to defend in the end zone, and the easiest way to get in is to run it in.
Kyle, you and Jabbar had such a rapport at the end of last year, even in camp. First couple games, I think you had targeted him 12 times, there was 5 catches, but last week you guys, I think 10 of 12. Did you guys do any extra work, or was that just circumstance?
Mostly just circumstance. I think we've been calling plays, not to specific people, just lining up and calling plays, and I've been trying to get the ball to the open guy. So I guess last week Jabbar was open, and we tried to get him the ball.
What have you seen out of this Tennessee defense? Looks like they've been pretty active getting in backfield.
Been real successful. Haven't given up a lot of points. I think they're number one in red zone defense, number one on third down defense. I think, I heard over 50% of their third downs have been, 10 plus, yardage situations where, not a high chance for the offense to succeed. Plus, they come up with turnovers off of those down distances. So, first and second down will be critical.